I think that the indigenous rejuvenation and reassertion is in fact a global movement. It's not certainly not unique to Māori. And so by getting involved in that, there is already a move to be part of a global movement. And global citizenship has got more than one meaning in this sense, and that is it enables Māori to be part of the indigenous world movement. Mm-hmm. And that's been quite important, I think, and not only important in terms of a sense of solidarity, but economically it's going to be important too. You can imagine mm-hmm. business ventures and economic where you'll get preferred providers who might happen to be indigenous, and whether it's in fishing or some other arrangement. So I think that Māori, if there hadn't been this rejuvenation and revitalisation, the sense of being indigenous would not have escalated to the degree that it's at now. So that we can participate as citizens in that sense. But then the other point is, and that certainly for Māori, and we've had this slogan since 2001, which is now part of the Education Department's broad direction for Māori education, is that it should be possible for Māori to live as Māori and be citizens of the world. And so we've got that joint, the dual pathway, and the sense now in education, I don't think they're doing a particularly great job in doing it, but is saying that one should not be at the expense of the other, need not be at the expense of the other. Mm-hmm. Living as Māori mm-hmm. and being a citizen of the world are joint requirements in modern times, mm-hmm. and the education policy needs to be able to see that that is possible, that you don't have to sacrifice one for the other. Mm. And then, of course, Māori mobility has just sort of escalated. There's